Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records reveal that addition to rappers are coming up, get up with all. We needed a platform to fight amazing. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, grab your shadow to call. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows, plenty of content and you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we brought up as we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. We the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on the streets, I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show, like it's a drug.
Before I bring on my guest tonight, I just want to say something real quick. You know, you've been hearing a lot about what's been going on in the, prison system down in Mississippi. Of course, we've been hearing on the news how Jay-Z, Yo Gotti, and others are wanting to sue and things of that nature. But tonight we're going to hear from people who actually are from Mississippi. The homie Exit Only has been on the show before. Tonight we're going to welcome DJ Freddie Crush, also known as The Committee, And we're going to get their take on that. We got some dope music to play as well. But, let's bring on The Committee right now. This is DJ Freddie Crush and Exit Only, man. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on,
what's going on with you? Brother Prez, how things going there, sir?
Oh, man, huge honor to have you guys on the show. Of course, I've had you on before Exit, and Fred, we've been meaning to have you on, man. I'm glad you're able to call in tonight. First and foremost, let's just get right into it. There's a lot of shit going on down there in Mississippi, man, as always. What's the latest, and what do you guys know, and is the situation looking any better, or is it still pretty grim at this point?
It's still pretty grim because the conditions are still what they are. Just because they're inmates, they're still human. And they got them in there living in just plumb filth and almost mission impossible conditions. Some areas don't have running water. Rats jumping all over the place. It's just ridiculous the condition they got to live in.
Water. Their cells are filling up with water. They're actually standing and walking around in cells in deep water.
Oh, man, it's horrible.
I will add, the violence with the edit have came to a cease compared to how it was. But you still got brothers in there losing their lives from some not getting medication when needed, some not getting the proper attention when needed, starving, not eating properly. It's very inhumane conditions for us to be human beings to have others in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned at the top of the show you had Yo Gotti and Jay-Z, shedding light or whatnot. What about, artists, from the SIP? Is anybody doing anything to raise awareness down there? And if so, is it making an impact?
You have It's funny how you bring that up to me. By this being the Murder Master Music Show, I'm not even going to try to be politically correct. I'm just going to be correct. You have a lot of artists that do step to the forefront here because they have been placed in those conditions. They really feel where it comes from, and they're doing everything that they can in their powers to try to actually create enough noise to bring a difference to it. But anytime that you do have things, and don't get me wrong, I really honor and respect Jay-Z, Yo Gotti, and everybody else who came down here to actually, you know, bring awareness to it. It's the shame part is it takes people of what they consider star status to come for everybody to actually flock out. And when they do, you start wondering, are they there for the cause? Are they there just to get close to a star and to get attention? I'm seeing a lot of that too. But there are some here who are really, truly fighting to try to get the system shut down.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, man. You need to have some type of change. But you guys, you know what I'm saying, you guys have definitely, you know what I'm saying, been outspoken. You, matter of fact, you did a song called Trouble, Shut It Down. And break down the, you know what I'm saying, the song and how it came to be and what gave you the inspiration to do it.
This situation at Parchman affects, you know what I'm saying, me. I got brothers because of, you know what I'm saying, my upbringing and where I come from. I come up out of the street. So I got brothers, cousins, you know what I'm saying, lit folks, lit friends who are locked up in there. I had a female I know call me from out of state crying that her godson had actually just basically pleaded for help because, you know, I'm going to die in here is what he basically said. Mind you that he's like 22. We all grew up, you know what I'm saying? You understand it's truly prayers. A lot of people on the outside who don't know, you know, it's two sides of the street, wouldn't understand it, but everybody got a past. Now, we was able to grow and mature from our past and learn from our mistakes. And in the same sense, a lot of these inmates can do the same, but they're not living long enough. So he was really fearful of his life. She called me. She knew that I have a lot of connections with the organization that I stand up under and with. So I made a few calls and saw some changes actually come after the call. Saw things start settling down with the inside violence because it was getting ridiculous. And the reason I really stood up, I had a kite go out, an email come in, and it was really trying to spill over this bloodshed from the inside to in the street. And I just couldn't sit back and watch that happen. So that kind of inspired me to actually do the song, but I reneged from doing it because I started watching everybody else the celebrities started coming in, and I just did not want to make it look like I'm just jumping on a bandwagon for clout chasing, like a lot of people do. So I almost didn't do the song. And it's this artist, well, this promoter that we know, Kaylee, Independent Chicks. I'm going to give her a shout-out, guaranteed. She's family. She actually was putting together a mixtape called Justice for All. And I sat there and was like, okay, yeah, let me do it. Everybody want me to say something. I'm going to go ahead and say something. I think I said too much, but I made a statement. And the song is very in-depth with both aspects of this situation, the outside fighting for the inside and the inside fighting for their life.
Man, that's powerful. And you know what I'm saying? I'm glad you did do the song. Because if anybody has a right to do it, it would be y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shedding light on what's going on right there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you did it. Let's give them this song real quick. This is called Trouble, Shut It Down. You know what I'm saying? Produced by DJ Freddie Crush. You know, Fred, if you want to break down, you know what I'm saying, how did you come up with the, you know what I'm saying, the sounds for this particular tune?
Okay, yeah. Actually, the track was hooked up by Exclusive the Selector. He's our collaborator
Exclusive,
and
yeah.
engineer and producer. I put the excerpts in it and the shut it down chant at the end. And basically my I come from the school where you had Public Enemy and the Bomb Squad. So I took the urgency of Exclusive's track and the seriousness of it. And of course, the message that Exit is saying, but I put the excerpts and things in there to really bring it home because that's the era I come from: Public Enemy, Bomb Squad, Ice Cube, like that. So that is like I put the icing on the cake with it. But we we all collaborate on the thing, man. That's what we do.
Yeah, with the group.
Yeah, shout out to Exclusive, the Selector too, man. Very talented cat. You know what I'm saying? You've
very
heard him on the show here before. You know, we're going to go to this song. Then we're going to come back. I want to find out about the origins of the committee. You know what I'm saying? And chop it up. So don't go nowhere.
Just to get it straight about the gate. They incarcerate the hate they create. Conceal our fate through court dates. Implicate that we the problem. No resolution, let it escalate. Evaluate violent crime rate that they estimate that we perpetrate. Against the laws that they legislate. They privatize and turn to profit. They prophesize about the uprise and then look surprised when they saw it coming. Yes, you done. You can see it running. Prison reform. No reform to nothing. Celebrity pubs. The love for fronting. No change conditions or solve nothing. Blue collar crime.
White crime.
Parole papers.
Suspended time.
We break the rules. Life on the line. Thrown in a hole and they hope you die. 60 years and you're 25. And they betting you ain't get out alive. Retribution to the day you die. Or justify to your dead inside. It's a slaughter. Call the order. Trouble brewing. I can see the tide. Camera phones are now turned on. The revolution will be televised.
All my brothers stabbed, beat up.
The light, the dark, and the rain. Expect to change up. Never say much. Never say they won't hem you up. Back against the wall, back it up. Reverse to verse so I can back it up. Like a big truck, go off. You cross at your own risk. Can't sleep when I'm sleeping soft. Provide the razor, you cut the risk. My struggle lies in project ties. Suicide, it's a homicide. Cruel intent, focus conditions. Hope dies when you live a lie. Gauge a man, you'll make a beast. See, we all savages in the eye. Real shit, sit real talk. Real spent to all you hypocrites. Writing blood, then fly a kite. Spread the word that the pain invite. The pigs are leading us to the slaughter. No guidelines over stepping forward. Here's my right, that I write. Let's get it right. This is called the order.
Use their influence to stop the bloodshed.
Rebel, Shut It Down. That's available right now. You know what I'm saying? Exit only. If you want to purchase that, make sure to go get that. Let me bring back on the committee, Exit Only and DJ Freddie Crush. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, straight substance. And that's one thing you guys always do. You always make sure to put substance and realism in your music. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows it's okay to party once in a while. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of guys forget that. A lot of guys just make party music only. You know, you guys really have a message behind your music. How important is that for you?
For me, you can't live in a fantasy when you face it with reality. That's how important it is to me. We can have good moments. We can speak of uplifting moments and uplifting times. But the reality is the reality we in. And you have to face it. And we came up in an era of social commentary to where hip-hop was like our CBS or NBC. That was our Nightline news. We turn on music to learn things and help us formulate our own opinions by actually giving us true aspects of what we were dealing with. So it's very much important to me when I do touch upon a subject to get in detail with it to the point to where not only do they hear it and understand it, but they can feel it also.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and you know the fans appreciate that. You know, a lot of artists, they're not willing to go beyond, you know what I'm saying, what they deem to be popular, what they deem to be what they think, you know what I'm saying, the people are going to vibe with all the time. Sometimes you have to take chances as an artist. And that's what separates, you know what I'm saying, the good from the bad in this business. What about you, DJ Freddie Crush, man? You know, this is your first time on the show. If you can, give people a little bit of background about yourself, you know what I'm saying, how you got started and, you know what I'm saying, influences. Let the people know a little bit about yourself, brother.
Okay, basically, I'm just like Exit Only. We're both Chicago natives. That's one reason why we click so well. Us and DJ Digital Dykes, he's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So first of all three of us are Midwest kids. So we click.
Midwest, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From the jump, just right there. It's a connection between us. Then with his music, I've been a fan of hip hop since Funky 4+1, Planet Rock, and all that stuff. And I actually started making beats on two cassette recorders, and then went from there to two stereos and scratching up the records I would buy because I didn't have no sense to put any slip mats upon them and scratch the records up and everything. And went from that to you know, actual, you know, professional equipment, the ASR-10. Now I use the MPC products, and I use the machine also.
Yeah.
And a lot of my influences are, I mean, just I draw from music of all genres: soul, blues, jazz, rock, even country music. I mean, just all types of different backgrounds, because that's the kind of stuff my parents listened to, and that's what I drew upon for inspiration. Is also as far as source material, because I am a sample based producer, but I do put live instruments in everything, and so I can switch it up. Some of my influence is, man, going back from the rhythm and blues era. I mean, Isaac Hayes and David Porter, Quincy Jones, people like that, on up to Marley Marl, DJ Premier, Pete Rock, and of course, you know, down south, Mr. Mix, the Rap-A-Lot Production Squad, John Beto, Crazy C, DJ Ready Red, rest in peace, Rob Quest from the Odd Squad, just people like that.
Man, you named a wide variety of pure fucking talent on all levels.
Also can't forget two influences. Like I said, and that comes into play on the Trouble Shut It Down. Of course, the Bomb Squad, because they will put all the spoken word excerpts and everything inside of Public Enemy Productions to really, really drive home the point of what Chuck and Flav were talking about. And that's what I tried to do, was shut him down. And, of course, Prince Paul, because Prince Paul from Stetsasonic Show, you don't have to just sample James Brown or even Soul for that matter. You can sample and use almost anything and draw inspiration from any place.
Oh, yeah. Just like Ready Red, you know what I'm saying, and Mix, they sampled a lot of movies, and, you know, it all depends on what you like, you know what I'm saying, what you want to add into the music. How did you and Exit, meet? You know, both y'all being from Chicago, did you arrive at the same time? Did you come to Jackson before him or vice versa?
I think I got here a little bit early. I got here in about 83 or so, 83. I wound up moving down here. My family moved down here because my mom's mom is from Mississippi. So she started suffering from Alzheimer's. So my father sent my mom down here to find the house so we could move down here so my mom could be close to my grandma. Then, you know, we just set up home and set up shop down here. But I've been knowing the brother Exit since, what, 92, 93?
This is going to throw you off there, Brother Scott. Crusher is the original producer of the three-man team, DKA, that you done heard Sinister speak about when we speak about Mental State of Mind. We actually come from Mental State of Mind together. We got that type of history.
Exactly.
Wow.
Shout out.
Early cassette days.
Exactly.
Shout out to DJ Creator who's making his mark as a mixtape DJ. He's still in the game. Black Ice, To The Rebel, Hawkeye. Rest in peace to our boy AJ. We had a member that passed away back here a couple of years ago. He never even got a chance to even make it on record. I have him on a lot of demos. We recorded like albums of demos before we actually started recording material in the studio. And I have a whole lot of that stuff that I like to get out and let people hear because it's pretty dope, you know, if I can say so myself. We've stood the test of time, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, how far does some of this stuff go back?
87, 88 on my end.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. We still can pull up music from, I know I can pull up music from 90, 91. Yeah. We have a history together to where it's not even like, this is my brother. And when I say that we've been knowing each other for so long, we like brothers. You know, if he need, I'm there. And it's the same vice versa. So it's more than just the music. Yeah, and it's like that really with everybody, Exclusive Fred. It's more than the music. We have a brotherhood, and that's kind of what makes the music actually sound and seem so seamless, and it looks so easy and simple. It's because we have a brotherhood. We have that, as you're going to play shortly, the Committee Creed. The Creed actually breaks down everything that all of us stand for.
Yeah. We got that one, you know what I'm saying, loaded up as well. We're going to go to that here in a second because, I want to talk about, you know what I'm saying, the committee and how you guys came together. This track, intro this one for us and kind of set it up, this Creed track.
Okay. You want to do it?
You go ahead, Chris. You go ahead, Chris.
Okay, this is the Committee Creed 601. I produced it. I did the beat and everything. And Exit is basically summing up what we stand for as far as this hip hop. I did scratches on the beginning of it, and then DJ Digital Dice just took it home with a scratch rendition of his own. It's pretty dope.
Hell yeah. Don't go nowhere. We got the committee, DJ Freddie Crush and Exit Only. Right here, this is Creed, Murder Master Music Show. Be right back.
One.
I think that's a totally awesome episode. That would be so smart. These are people who are so dedicated to the crowd and take us so very, very seriously.
Yo, Freddie Crush, let them know who we are.
Six oh one. Diddy Creed. It's deep within the blood, so we bleed the love for the culture. Mold of culture, engraving what this means to us. Respect and trust with lowest key. Proceeding the head of all three. The outlines are the guidelines to undermine this industry. The uprise of the underground. They claim to what it's meant to be. They built the towers off the backs of the pioneers before me. Our struggle laid the foundation for the corruption and the mockery. So we stand in unification to take this back musically. Pledge the old channels of silence, display the talent. Volume heard for miles and serve the network, the alliance. And we all in compliance to the realignment of order. The states, the continents, across borders and over waters.
601
committee, committee. And that's on hip hop. Came 4 feet, 2 4 in to quit. So it won't stop. Back to them techniques, 1200. That's when the record pop. Before they turn pop, the crossover with the jump. To stay true with it, the committee committed. 601 committee submitted, and don't forget it. I vow to stay true with it, the committee committed. 601 the committee submitted, and don't forget it.
I vow. 601. 601.
Your digital diet.
601.
Bring the
pheromones
to a
Freddie Crush, them scratches are so cold. I could tell you studied game from Mr. Mix and Ready Red and other greats. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. When you be cutting a record like that, man, how do you know, you know what I'm saying, how much to add to it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's enough or what's not enough? Man, does it just feel right?
That's pretty much it, man. Just come up with a well, you know, like I do a lot of phrase scratching, like scratching and mixing phrases, because I don't rhyme. So that's in a way like me rhyming.
Yeah.
When I put little phrases like the committee 601 and stuff like that. That's my thing is pretty much phrases, something like DJ Premier does. And yeah. And you don't want to scratch too much. You want to put scratching cuts where it accents the song and not overpower it. So I try to get the perfect blend where it's just right. You know, I don't want to overpower the artist and also the beat that I'm hooking up.
Well, man, you're one of the coldest I've heard. I've heard a lot over the years, and you know what I'm saying, it's an art form that by many has been forgotten because unfortunately not enough people are doing it. So in that situation, does it make a guy like you a hot commodity? You know what I'm saying? Where when people need scratches, they got to go to the best, man. They got to come to you.
Appreciate that, the accolades, man. As far as hip hop, true hip hop, yes, I would say yeah. I would say so. But also our partner Digital Dice, he deserves a lot of accolades too, because when I tell you, because we got a podcast coming out, the heavily medicated mixed cast, and blends that this cat can do, man, and the things that he can do is wizardry, is outstanding, and Exa can vouch for that. We watched him in action.
Oh yeah. I mean, when you guys dropping that podcast?
As soon as we could get a outlet to put it on. I don't know if we're gonna put it on Patreon or Mixcloud or SoundCloud or whatever, but we're just trying to record enough volumes of it. So once we get them recorded, we just drop them.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. And then of course, Exit, you know what I'm saying, as always, you killed it lyrically. You know, how did you develop your style? Because I feel that you have numerous styles, you know what I'm saying? You're able to bring them out whenever you need to at various times, whether the track might be, you know what I'm saying, going one direction and then flipping, going another direction. You're able to ride the track wherever the fuck it goes. How did you develop that?
I'm going to just tell you the truth. I'm a fan of Bruce Lee, and Bruce Lee has said to be like water, because water can actually give or water can crash. It all depends. Water also can take whatever shape you put water in, whether it's a vase, whether it's a bucket, a tub, or a glass. So I try to actually, when I listen to music, I listen to music differently. It's almost like I listen to it with radar ears. I could divide the track up by listening to it and hear different sounds that other people probably wouldn't even pay attention to. And then I choose which rhythm I want to ride at that particular moment. So I might pick something out of the middle. That's why I'm a little offbeat and onbeat, because I utilize the whole track instead of just the basic drum track or the break track. I utilize the whole track, and I've been that way.
Yeah.
Just a whole variety of cadences. It amazes me how he does it. How he does it, because he'll ride the snare, and he'll ride the bass line for a while. And if it's a violin in there, he'll ride that for a minute, and then just you know, go through the whole process again. And also, I've never seen an MC to put as much subject matter into one verse as he can. And make it make sense.
Oh yeah,
thank you.
And I've said this before too. I think that's why you have the ability where you can work with a Fred Stye from Brooklyn and an Exclusive from Jamaica, and you know what I'm saying, the three of you guys together can blend something that's just, you know what I'm saying, an all new vibe compared to what so many people are doing. This redundant music, you know, you guys keep it original and fresh. And I really appreciate that as a fan of the music, you know what I'm saying? Especially nowadays. Nowadays, there's a lot of redundant bullshit out there, so we need people like y'all doing what you're doing. How did you guys form the Committee 601? When did you guys form it? And, you know what I'm saying, why did you form it?
Okay. When I actually came up out of Jackson and moved to the Canton, I really, because of what I do and who I am, I stay away from a lot of people. I'm really not a people person as is. But people seem to be drawn to me. So to keep down my anxiety level and me going off the deep end, I try to keep to myself. The only people I knew in this area was Creator and Crush, because, like I said, we've been family from years back. So we actually got together, started communicating. Reed was reintroduced to Digital Dice, met Digital Dice years prior to with DJ Fingerprint and forgot about it. But after we got together, I literally saw what we had. So we have two DJs that actually, well, really it's more than two DJs around. It's a family, but the committee, the three, the two DJs are totally two different DJs. Like when most people say, well, I need a DJ, they're not specific about what kind of DJ they actually need. Every DJ has its own different technique and pattern. Like Crush is good with bringing in vocals and scratching lines. Like you say, he actually rap with his table, because he can literally make them say things. You heard it say 601. So he can make his records and statements, cut them up to make words. Digital Dice is, he's from the Trick DJ era. When I met him, he was actually taking his shirt off, you know, cutting records and folding clothes and cutting records and doing all that. He was a Trick DJ. So it's two different DJs. That's why Dice is at the end, because the ferociousness of the cuts and the scratches is that's Dice. And the actual introduction of the scratches and cuts is Freddie. So when we actually got together, I realized that we literally got something. Along with what I was doing with SFX League, it's kind of like we're together. It's not really separate. It's like we're really together. It's an expansion, basically. And I love to just get people who need recognition recognized. That's something I always been about. It's like it's so much talent that people just don't know about and go unnoticed. And because they go unnoticed, they eventually lose the love, and a lot of them turn and just say, oh, well, I just accept life for what it is. I can't let people do that. Y'all, you, Brother Prez, had a long conversation with me and gave me the ambition to keep striving into this, to keep pushing. And you stuck the batteries in and then hit the off switch, and now I'm just gone. That's basically it. Because I done really collided with brothers who actually sit there and now they're like, yeah, we got this. And the objective is within the creed, is to bring the underground and the core nature of hip-hop back to the surface. That's what UGS is for. That's what we stand for. That's what it is. Underground is the music of creativity and process of thought. You can literally get things out of the underground that you're not going to get from mainstream because it's set and watered down to be a certain way. So So it's still the same thing. It's UGS for life, Committee 601, UGS for life, SFX League, because we underground for life. That's basically it. We don't want nobody telling us what to do because we know what to do, and we do what the heart tells us to do. Because this is for the culture.
We enjoy creative control. And also, to piggyback on something Exit said earlier, because when I saw Exit the first time, I saw Exit when I realized he had moved to Canton from Jackson. He asked me, was I still doing the music? I actually got frustrated with it and stopped.
Yeah,
and
got rid of stuff.
And, yeah, I got rid of all my equipment and everything. So he said, hey man, I really need you to get back into it. And I was already kind of thinking about it because when it's something you love, you might become disenchanted with it, but the love never dies. It's still there.
Yeah.
So just like how he said that. Hold on 1 second. So just like how we said that you, Scott, put the battery in his bag, Exit put the battery in my bag, and I went out and got equipment and stuff and said I got to go hard and give it one more try because I don't want to be to the point where I'm always sitting around coulda shoulda woulda what if I woulda you know went hard at it I'm trying to do it now so you know props to Exit for that. He got me back into it.
I'm just happy to have you back. And Brother Prez, that one cry, that first cry was heartless. And that's when everything just kind of like solidified and fit in place. So that was the first song that we actually got Crush on to do Cuts and Scratches. And that was like, that was opening the floodgate. Once he actually felt that, he was like, yeah, this feels comfortable. And I was like, that's what I told you. Now let's get it. And we've been moving ever since.
And also, Scott, you remember the UGS Cypher that's got D-Pain and Exclusive and Fred and X and everybody on it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I did the Cuts and Scratches on that one, too. So that's the second one.
Yeah.
Man, I'm glad you, you stuck with it because, you know, truth be told, I mean, you go back into the archive by episode 24 of this show, I was like, man, 25 is the last show and I'm done. Fuck it. You know, and here we are, 671. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad I didn't quit. And, shout out to Mac J. He was the one that talked me into keeping it going. you know. But sometimes I feel you, Freddie Crush, because sometimes you get frustrated, you know. But at the end of the day, it's your love for it that keeps you in it, you know. And, you know, we're still here. And, man, I think we're going to be doing this as long as we live, man, as long as there's breath in our bodies, you know. I believe fellas like yourself are going to be making music, and I'm going to do my best to, you know what I'm saying, showcase it. And also, another person who's going to keep doing their best to showcase music is our brother over in France, the one and only, you know what I'm saying, DJ Lord Sinister. Let's bring him on. I know he's got a couple questions for you guys because we got a couple more tracks to get to. But I want to bring him on because he's probably getting ready to go to bed. It's like 5 a.m. over there. Sin, how you doing, bro?
Hi, how's it going? Hi, Exit Only and Fresh Crush. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I got a question about since your group, Mental State of Mind, you mix a two style of hip hop, the East Coast lyricism and the Down South feel mixed with it. And did it came from the Jackson, Mississippi era from the 80s? I think about the ice cold rappers or the Root Boys, or, you know, Oxlade and the Frats, and all that, and the Super Sewer Rays, all this old era.
Yeah, well, we was outcast. We didn't fit in nowhere. I was in them streets at the time, so I was too lyrical to be running with the gangsters and the gangster rap, and I was too street to be with the hip-hop. So due to that frustration of not fitting in, I ran into other misfits like me, ran into Us From Dirt, DNA, Cornbread, The Menthol King, DKA. And this is how Mental State of Mind came about, was me just saying that they won't let us in their playhouse, which is build our own and play over here, and bring them terror every chance that we get. So that's really what we did, and that's how Mental State of Mind came about, because we really didn't fit in nowhere. So we fit in together. So that's how it came about.
Yeah, and all this old group, yes, like you said, the Trench Coat Mafia, Project Climax, this era, the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, we performed with some of everybody that you can think of from that era. It's not like they don't know who we are. They know who we are.
Yeah.
Now, we might not get the recognition that, you know, we feel like we deserve, since we actually are the same pioneers that they are. But, you know, a lot of people actually keep things in knit groups and only deal with people that they can really control. And I'm really not a controllable person. Matter of fact, none of us are. We all our own men, and we think with our own mind. So that's kind of why we never did fit in. And that's where Mental State of Mind came from, was the state of mind of keeping it mental, always thinking, always being creative, tossing ideas around, and the build from that. We did shows all over the place. If we were smarter back then, we probably would still have a little change, because we were making money. We just was blowing it as fast as we got it, because we were kids having fun.
Yeah. I feel
as far as recording, we sat in on each other's sessions, then we exit.
Yeah. That's kind of how the family bond actually. In Jackson, at that particular point, if you recorded, you dealt with either one or two people. Other people emerged after the fact, but you either record at Ron Carbo's Soul Kitchen or you record over there on Green Avenue with Freddie Young. It was one or the other. They worked together. When one was booked up, you would go to the other. And we came up and can't be talking about paying dues and spending little change. I know you saw the post I put up earlier today, Brother Prez, when I was like, y'all be talking about taking your career serious, and you got people out here that could help you, but they ain't going to do it for free. We actually used to pay anywhere from $75 to $100 an hour for studio time. During the time, everything was loaded up track by track by track by track. It took about an hour and a half just to load up the song before you even did it.
Yep, just to dump the beat. just to dump the beat. And that's before they upset it too.
And we paid them so much money, we literally just moved in. We stayed at Great Avenue. We stayed at Freddie Studios. And we got gangs of music to prove it. And like I said, none of them, at that time, studio wasn't like now. Now everybody got a studio. Back then, you had to comb the city to find a good one. So we paid dues. We created buzz. They all have been mad at me a couple of times. And but I was young and stupid. I did a lot of ignorant shit. But all that bonded us together because everybody got a chance to know everybody. And that's why we brothers to this day.
30-something years almost.
Hey, that's the truth.
30 years, man.
It's a long time. And that's a beautiful thing, too, because so many people over the years, they grow apart, as we all know, you know. It shows the chemistry y'all got and the camaraderie, of course.
It's about keeping things genuine. I was telling somebody the other day, the line for mankind is respect. That's the line for mankind. You respect your fellow man and he respects you in return. And everything should go peaceful. You learn and you grow from each other. But people step over that line of respect and create that problem. See, that's something we all, when we was coming up, and Crush can tell you this, my cousin, Dunny Cross, from AWE, me and him, we'll get in the words where I literally tell him, look, let's take it outside. And we'll go outside and we'll box, rap, the tussle, shake hands with his old wig, came on back in. You know what I'm saying? So if that line felt like it was violated, you know, you had the opportunity to come outside and we can correct that real quick. But it didn't disturb the family bond. You know, brothers fight, but they still brothers.
And nobody else can not try nothing.
Yeah, nobody else can get involved with it. So we develop a very strong brotherhood bond that's why it's still strong to this day because it was genuine. It's just about being genuine with people.
Oh, yeah.
I literally,
the good thing. No, go ahead. Actually, my bad.
No, go ahead. No. Oh, no, I was just good. The only thing I was going to say was I genuinely lay myself down for others. I don't think about me when I think about my brothers. I feel like if we going to make it, we all going to make it. And that's the mind frame behind things, and that's how it works.
He's always done that because, like back during the DKA and the Mental State of Mind days, he would have a show lined up. He'll call us and say hey, I got this show booked. Y'all want to come perform? And then we did shows too. We do the same thing. I got a flyer up on my wall right now. It's a joint show we did. Our crew Brown, BROWN, Black Revolutionary Overlords of Warp Nonsense, the Middle State of Mind. We had like a joint show, and it had all of our groups there.
Wow.
And X had always been like that. He always wanted input. We sat in on sessions. He would be like, "How that sound to y'all?" He'd ask me, "Crush, do you have anything that you feel like you could add to this to make it sound better?" And if I had something, I could contribute to it. I enjoyed doing it. It's a camaraderie, like we've been saying all night. It's just fun making music. Friends make the best music, man.
Well, the problem with nowadays is people want to be seen instead of heard. With us, it's always about the music. The music is bigger than any one of us. So it's about the song. If Crush got an input and I'm like, yeah, let's try to see if it works. This is how you build good music. No individual artist have ever created a platinum project or a classical album by themselves. It takes a group effort.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just like Trouble Shut Them Down, you just played. That's a three-way effort between Exclusive, Exit, and myself. Perfect example.
And I want to give a shout-out to Advisor Bo. Advisor Bo is over the United Peace Movement in Chicago. he one of the individuals I reached out to, and my brother actually helped create more peace on the inside of our prisons in Parsons. So I have to give him a big shout out and a big salute. And I appreciate my elder brother for helping us out during that particular time, because it was kind of like finna get crazy.
Yeah, you need peacekeepers in times like that, you know.
Yeah,
and that's very important. Let's we got a couple more tracks to go to. Let's give them. You know what I'm saying? I got two more loaded up. I got Peruvian Black and I got Hey. Which one you guys want to go with first?
Let's hit it with Peruvian Black, and Hey is exclusive, and we'll take it out with that one. But yeah, Peruvian Black, DJ Freddie Crush on the production. The first actual song that me and him did that actually came out as a single, a very awesome track. That's all I can really say about it. And I try to do my best to paint the right picture over it. Peruvian Black is basically saying you the product. If you the artist, you the product. And you got to know, while we out here making money, know what you're going to do with your money. Stop taking your money and throwing it away if you're doing that while you're working for it. It's about bills and taking care of your family.
Absolutely, absolutely. Don't go nowhere. We're going to be right back with the committee. When we come back after this, I'm going to give you guys the floor. Then we're going to close it out with this other track. Hey, I hope everybody's been enjoying the show and the music and the message tonight. You know what I'm saying? Murder, Master Music. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Is that Peruvian Black? Yeah. Is that Peruvian Black? Freddie Crush on the production. It's the wheel of man and we're the wheels of man. So I'm steering along this high road. Popping bands, showing off the fans. Don't feed the family that I know. Windows down, rolling through the city so y'all can see me. Give me all the smoke. Problem with me, y'all can come and get me. Got them hitters with me, they brought all the smoke. Best smoke, keep it to myself. I don't get involved with that extra. All that stress, so keep it to yourself. I just inhale, hell, and blow pressure. Fuck around and get a facelift, I bet ya. Fuck a title, ain't going vital. If a nigga get wrong, get it itch ya. Businessman with a business plan, put it all on paper, no lecture. Crew boss, he can take a loss and then bounce back and won't let up. Back tax for the setback, make the come up a little special. Hold it down and won't give up, that's whole way. Found strength and patience to endure them haters and smiling. Whole weight, that's the whole weight. Keep your family straight, that's safe to stay. Move different, I bake a shake. Different likes and plates, feed them any plants. That Peruvian Black. Get it. For sure. Get it. It's that Peruvian Black. I can hold that weight. That Peruvian Black. I can hold that weight. Hey. I can hold that weight. Put that pressure on me. I can hold that weight. Seize the moment, no time to waste. Keep them running back for that beat. Stepping to an 8, name drug talk, this boy walk. Broadway in broad day, we exchange the cases and then walk. Good day, chap, hit the cash out, drop the funds and then talk. Whole weight, that's the whole weight, no time for hold ups, a whole up weight. Building a brand, trying to own some land, that's a vacation home on my own estate. Watch them haters hate, they scream, keep it real, but they really fake. Never scale my worth, increased in value, that's day by day. Hustle the grind till it hurts, heroes, they rose up from dirt, surface. Rolex the time that I'm working, 10 pennies add up to a dime, perfect. More or less, never sell yourself for less, best to invest in yourself, let a homie. Up from stress, less to bring a check, self-check and self-lit homie. Exit only, get to know me, Mississippi great, great. Pack it up, ship it out, carry it out, no doubt. Wait, I can move that way. I hold that way. Yeah, I can hold that way. That Peruvian Black. That pure. Know what I'm talking about?
we're back here, Murder Master Music, episode 671. We got the committee, Exit Only, DJ Freddie Crush. Let me bring them back on. We've been chopping it up with them. Some serious conversation, you know what I'm saying? Serious music, real music. It's an honor to have you guys on the show. You guys are very talented. You know, and I tell you what, Exit, I can listen to five different songs of yours and hear five different styles, man. Hear multiple styles within each song. So, you know what I'm saying, hats off to you. A lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, if you've been sleeping on Exit, man, you're missing a lot. And Freddie Crush, man, your talents are very evident as well. You know what I'm saying, wheels of steel, you're definitely a champion, man. Salute to you. I look forward to checking out your podcast, man. Are you guys going to be doing interviews as well, music? What's the format?
We plan on doing it all, interviews, going into the rare grooves and showing people the origins of a lot of the rap songs and things that they love and enjoy, showing the roots of where they came from and just a bunch of dope music.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Definitely. Look forward to that as well. But, man, I want to give each of you guys the floor before we get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Man, we'll start with you, Freddie Crush. You know what I'm saying? Give everybody your platforms and whatnot and any shout-outs, man. It's all yours, guys.
Okay, you can reach me on Instagram at soulenforcer_experience. That's SOLN, the number 4, SUH. _experience on IG, Instagram. And I got two pages on Facebook. One is my personal page, my Freddie Crush page, and the other one is Soul Enforcer Experience Worldwide Productions. So I got IG and I got Facebook. And also for production inquiries, hit me up at catson1971@gmail.com. That's KATTSON1971@gmail.com. For production, scratch work, just the whole nine yards. And also we have the joint page, the Committee 601 on Facebook.
Hell yeah.
And shout out to my committee brethren, shout out to the SFX League, shout out to you, UGS for having us on. Much appreciated. Independent Chick, ICE also my boy King Venom, Theta Boy Enterprises, DJ Creator, Real Type Music, and just everybody who's down.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you for coming on the show, Fred. You, John, I look forward to the next time. And you know what I'm saying? I look forward to maybe calling into your podcast, maybe chop it up with you guys, man.
No doubt, man. No doubt. You're always welcome, man. When we set it up, matter of fact, when we set it up, I'll let you know. Thanks for having me on, man.
No doubt, man. Huge honor. And Exit, you know what I'm saying? As always, man, huge honor having you on, man. I'm going to give you the floor now. And then after you're done with your shout-outs and whatnot, brother, kindly intro this Hay track for us.
Well, we're going to go through it real quickly. Exit Only, that's Xitonly. You can Google it. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, anywhere you put it, it'll pop up, Xitonly. Crush, basically, shout-out everybody. Everybody you miss, I'm going to hit. Shout-out to Caliber, Power Cultural Alliance, the Puerto Rican CEO. He actually put us on a lot of mixtapes within the last weekend and been helping us get hot in Puerto Rico and New York, so I salute him for that. The mob, the whole team, just everybody that's a part of it. And like I said, we are family structure, so what you're finna hear is it's a remix of a joint in England called 47. This is our remix, me and Exclusive Selector. Because like I said, we all family at the SFX League. And the committee is also on Facebook at T-H-E Space Committee, 601. That's Eddie. You can contact us through that for any kind of service that's needed, because I'm helping with artist development and helping artists try to get themselves to the point to be recognized as artists. So, further ado, let's get into it. This is 47, the Hey Remix, Exit On and Exclusive Selector. Let's get it. UGS for life.
UGS for life, baby.
What I feel like.
Yaman.
Yeah, Yaman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jamaica to London.
All the way to Mississippi.
I want them feel like.
Yeah, man.
Don't know what going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Freestyle thing, you see? No, watch no face, man. For the love of the culture.
Hey, yeah, yeah. They don't want a problem with the yard, eh? You see, they be just bitch for me. Them no want a problem with the yard, eh? King Celestia, he bless me every day. Hey, hey, hey. They no want a problem with the yard. Hey. Me never see them out a road. Them they own a lot. Oh, so them fi want war. Them no own a glass. So me a top ranking with me own a lot. So billboard chart, me a own a spot. When me touch on the stage and the stage get hot. So fire get blazed and the race the top. So prayers go up and the blessings are drop. Me say the prayers go up and the blessings are drop.
Yeah,
the blessings are dry. Cruise to fame in the zone. In the building, in your home. They artificial, they fakers.
Fake.
Nothing but some bitch made niggas. They salt, put them in the shaker. Throw them on the beef and they get ate up. All them fin want to test the lion. The conquering one from Zion. We set trend with the ones they rely on. We self made, iron sharpen iron. Be gone, you peon. International flavor is the shit that we on. They lukewarm, they stock of use and free on. I live for the sunset in a sea of neon. Cut from a different cloth, my style you can't try on. Beast weak, MCs are feed on.
A giant among men within the building is condemned. Condemned to come down, select jewels, run them. Bring it back, selector, so they respect what I put in. They gon' get this work like potholes do the front end. Walk backwards through the crowd to see who front is. Heavy is the head, they wear the crown. Off them. Trophy for the show with the lack of skills would cost them. Bread crumbs, I think I lost them. Coin tossed them. ISOM, salute to the force. Awesome. In a national state of mind, leave the state of hate behind. Hate on mine, swing on my spine. Flying fuck, better have a rabbit foot if you're gonna. Pressure love, reconstruct your conduct or get fucked up. Dollar bill, true blue, when trouble raise up. Actions speak louder than words, so I don't say much. Keep a distance, it's out of reach, just to stay in touch.
All that tough talk around here, we get you touch.
Down my way where I stay, they don't play, hey, hey. Let them play with the cage and they spray, hey, hey.
Reruns every day,
so they hey, hey, hey. Drinking Hurricane Chris, bumping bay, bay, bay.
Yeah, man, I want them feel like. I'm already know what I'm going. Jamaica to Mississippi.
Hey, 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 hey. Them no want a problem with the yard, eh. You see the bitch just bitch for me. Them no want a problem with the yard, eh. King Celestia bless me every day. Hey, hey, hey. Them no want a problem with the yard, eh. You see the bitch just bitch for me. Them no want a problem with the yard, eh. King Celestia bless me every day. Hey, hey, hey. Them no want a problem with the yard, eh. You see the bitch just bitch for me. Them no want a problem with the yard, eh. King Celestia bless me every day. Hey, hey, hey. Them no want a problem with the yard, eh.